Welcome to the green light, everyone. My name is Lindsay. I've done 3 podcasts so far, so I'm actually really pumped about this one. So here we go.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder, mighty Thor.
Hey, Lindsay, it's AJ. I just heard your podcast, and you and me are in the exact same boat, just about, because I'm like you. I have a hard time letting go. And especially from people that have hurt me in the past. You know a lot about what happened to me on Mix, what just recently happened to me. I'm kind of finding I'm still holding on to a lot of anger. And it's like, I know I got to let that go to move forward. But your words helped me deal with that a little bit. So it's definitely something I, too, am going to be working on to move forward and be happy.
So there you go. Straight from AJ himself. He's been through it. We've all been through it, you know, and he was not afraid to vocalize it and share it with everybody. So thank you, AJ. I really appreciate your comments.
Beats are the worst.
People love beats.
Nobody likes beats.
Everyone loves beats.
Nobody likes beats, Dwight.
So, yeah, I am beats. Life is Michael Scott. That is how it's kind of been. I can't make my beats happen. I really can't. You know, I'm totally feeling Dwight in this because the last couple weeks, life has just been telling me, no! You know, and I've been dealing with it the best that I possibly can. So marriage counseling is going really well. You know, this last session that my husband and I went to, I feel like he and I were able to focus on a lot of trust issues. At least I felt like it from my end. He's acted like maybe he's gotten some of his concerns out. So hopefully he has. It's kind of hard to know. But anyway, and then, you know, just the daily dwelling on negativity that I'm trying to get through and not do. And then my poor son, my poor Griffin, who toasted his hand on the, not George Foreman grill, on our stovetop, which was a complete parenting fail.
Hashtag fail, fail.
So Friday, I was making macaroni and cheese with my newly 5-year-old Griffin, and typically I will move the pot over to the cool part of the stove so the kids can mix in their, you know, their milk, the fake cheese, the butter, you know, and they love it. It's a fun kid thing to do. My parents let me do it. I'm pretty sure other parents have let their kids do it. But being that he's sure he had to go on a stool and he misstepped on the stool, I was literally standing right behind him. And the kid, poor kid, tried to catch himself on the stove, and his right hand went straight on the hot glass burner. The burner was off, but heat lingers. So, needless to say, we went to the hospital that night. He toasted his hand. It was awful. It was god-awful. I felt horrible. Us as adults couldn't handle what he went through on Friday, you know? And then they put ice water on it, which is something that you're not supposed to do. I had no clue. I've never dealt with a third-degree burn before. So, you know, after they sent us home with him being put on some pain meds, the very next day we went to the burn center, first thing in the morning, and they were horrified that the hospital put ice water on it. So, food for thought. Next time anybody has a terrible, terrible burn that they have to go to the hospital for, make sure they do not put it in cool or ice water. That is a big no-no from what I understand. So, moving on, he's got this horrible cast that I did have to change for 2 days. Now I don't have to do it anymore. Poor kid's traumatized. But every time he goes to the burn center, they give him a toy. These child life specialists, fantastic people. You actually need a master's degree in child education or child something that has to do with children to become one of these child life specialists where they educate these kids and they sit with them and they play games. They make them feel better. You know, so every time these kids go through something like this and they have to go to this burn center or a hospital or children's hospital, they get a gift. They get to go to this cool kid closet and they get to pick out a toy. So far, he's gotten a soccer ball, not like one of those little mini soccer balls they get from like Target or whatever. He got an actual soccer ball and a little blue car. And the little blue car was cool because in order for him to be comfortable enough to take this bandage off of his horribly burnt hand without crying, which, I mean, he did cry a little bit, but it hurts. Like, no crap, right? So it hurts. But they told him, give this blue car a car wash. Give it a car wash. Soaked the bandages right off and did not nearly hurt as bad as me changing the bandages at home, which I don't ever want to have to do again. I'll do it if I have to, but don't ever want to have to do it again. So hindsight, I should have just thought about it a little bit better, maybe moved the noodles into a bowl and put the bowl on the table for them to be able to mix the mac and cheese stuff together. You know what? I will do my best as a mother to remember. But I think the other thing as parents we need to remember too is that we are not perfect. You know, this huge mom fail of mine, everybody has them. There is no such thing as a perfect parent. And if you think you're a perfect parent, you're lying to yourself because you have had instances where you have completely failed that you've never told anybody about and are afraid to talk about for fear of, you know, having child protective services called on you or for self-doubt as a mom or dad. But you know what? We all make mistakes and we learn from them. We move on. Kind of like this segment. So moving on. So yeah, there you go. That's been my weekend. Big time ups and downs. Anyway, I wanted to hear people's comments, what they had to say about medication weaning and their thoughts on it. So if you want to go ahead and leave me some comments and, you know, tell me how you get through them. I pretty much start off all right in the morning and then I get super tired and I crash. And I get these headaches that just drive me absolutely insane. But anyway, have a good one. Gotta go back to work. Leave me messages. Later.